Nolte, Trump blasts Google and Facebook for rigging election with shooting cover-up. By John Nolte on July 30, 2024. Donald Trump blasted Facebook and Google after both left-wing tech giants were caught trying to cover up the July 13 assassination attempt against the former president that saw him shot in the ear. One man died. At least three others were injured, not including the former president, two of them critically. Facebook has just admitted that it wrongly censored the Trump attempted assassination photo, and got caught. Same thing for Google, Trump accurately wrote on his Truth Social account. They made it virtually impossible to find pictures or anything about this heinous act. Both are facing big backlash over censorship claims. Then he added this fact, "Here we go again, another attempt at rigging the election." The post closed with Trump asking his supporters to go after Meta and Google. "Let them know we are all wise to them, we'll be much tougher this time. MAGA 2024. The Trump assassination attempt and Trump's immediate reaction to it is a defining moment in this campaign. And suppressing and censoring such a thing is the very definition of rigging the election. Watch, leaked video shows Google leadership in dismay at 2016 election. Shortly after the 2016 election of Donald J. Trump, Breitbart News published this leaked video which shows the internal reaction at Google headquarters and their mission to make populism a blip on the radar of history. Nevertheless, fascist Google being fascist Google and fascist Facebook being fascist Facebook are desperate to rig the election by memory holding one of the most iconic moments in presidential history. A historic near miss that saw a bloody and injured Trump bravely rise up and raise a fist to reassure his supporters he was okay. He not only told these thousands to fight, 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 he stopped a potential panic that could have resulted in more injury and death. It was an extraordinary moment that revealed something about Trump's character the fascist left wants the American people to forget. Earlier this week, Breitbart News reported it was discovered that Google had hidden autocomplete suggestions related to the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. Breitbart News tested Google's search bar on Sunday, finding that typing in the words assassination attempt resulted in autocomplete suggestions of Truman, Reagan, Fidel Castro, Slovakia, Bob Marley, Lenin, Gerald Ford, Teddy Roosevelt, Saudi Arabia, John Paul II, and Franklin Roosevelt. Taking it a step further by typing in assassination attempt Trump, omitting only the last letter of President Trump's surname, resulted in autocomplete suggestions of Truman, President Truman, and Harry Truman. 2 days later, Google claimed autocomplete is currently not working as intended and that they are working on improvements. Related, election interference, Google suppresses Breitbart News in search, even with exact headline. If these types of Google oopsies happen to the left 50% of the time or even 20% of the time or even ever, you might believe this excuse. Liars, all. The fascists at Facebook at first claimed that the now iconic photo of a bloody Trump with his fist in the air was altered. After sharing the image on the fascist platform, one user was threatened with losing his Facebook account. Facebook says it has fixed the problem and that it was all a mistake. If these types of Facebook mistakes happen to the left 50% of the time or even 20% of the time or even ever, you might believe this excuse. Liars, all. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.